When it comes to personal finance, one of the biggest areas of focus is saving for retirement. But sometimes saving for retirement shouldn't be a top priority. Depending on your age and your current financial status, you might have other, more urgent money matters like credit card debt or loans that should take precedence. Joining us now from Vancouver is John Vermeulen. He's a certified financial planner and wealth advisor at VanCity. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce.
Who shouldn't be saving for retirement right now? Some of our listeners are like, ooh, I hope it's me. I hope it's me. I hope it's me. But it isn't everyone who should be focused on that goal. Who's exempt?
Well, I specifically tend to look at situations with younger people who certainly set that objective for themselves, that they want to save for retirement, but they may have more pressing concerns that are kind of in the here and now that they should focus their attention on before they look at that.
For example, what is more pressing?
Well, you might look at a situation where somebody is recently out of university, maybe they have debt, maybe they've got credit card debt, and they'll focus on a situation where, you know, they want to save for retirement. Maybe they're saving $25, $50, $100 a month, when really those funds could be better allocated towards paying off their debt, especially if they have debt at a very high rate of interest. You don't want to let that debt continue to revolve on a credit card just for the sake of putting away a little bit for retirement every month.
How do you work through the student loan question, because that certainly isn't the rates of credit cards. It's usually much, much lower than that. Do you think people should pay that off first before they start saving for retirement?
So it's going to be different with everybody's situation, obviously. That really boils down to an opportunity cost question. If they're saving for retirement and they're investing quite aggressively over the long term, the rate of return that they could earn on that money could easily be a higher rate of return than the interest that they're paying on their student loan, for example. So in that situation, it's going to take a little bit of analysis from an advisor that you trust to help you understand what's the best thing to do.
What are circumstances in which someone could consider taking a pause on retirement savings? Because often it's, you know, you recommend people focus on other things before they get started. But for some people, they've started, they're moving towards their retirement goal. But there are times in life when they need to make a pause.
Yeah, so you might want to pause and stop to think about it. As I said, if you have debt, another situation is if you've got short-term goals that you want to meet, such as buying a home. Now, there is an opportunity to use your RSP savings to help you buy a home through the first-time home buyer's plan. But one of the scenarios that I've seen is where people will continue to save in an RSP because they want to take advantage of that plan. And then when the time comes around, they're only able to take out $25,000, and they may have an RSP of $40,000, $50,000. So one of the things that in that situation you could consider is perhaps using a tax-free savings account in addition to an RSP so that you have faster access to your cash when you need it.
Homes are a huge issue where you live and in other parts of the country as well. What guidance would you give for people as they try and make that brutal decision about where to focus every incremental dollar? Should it go towards down payment? Should it go towards a very, very long-term goal of retirement?
So again, everybody's situation is going to be different. But if you do have those short-term goals, they can be jeopardized by focusing too much on the long-term. And so, in a situation where you want to buy a home, it's important to allocate your funds to the proper account. So as I said, you can use that RSP. You can access $25,000 in order to buy a home. If you and your spouse both have RSPs, that can be $50,000 as a household that you can access. But imagine if you've locked all this money up in your RSP, you get your $50,000 out. If there's still money in there that you've saved and you want to buy a house, you may be kicking yourself wishing that you had put that somewhere where it's more liquid and you can access it. So some analysis from a trusted advisor and some planning is really a good thing to do in advance of you know, trying to achieve those goals.
Do you have a rule of thumb on what age people should really start saving for retirement if they haven't already? And I'll take it for granted that it depends on every situation, so you don't need to add that caveat because it certainly
sure.
is true. What perspective would you have? And I ask because a lot of our listeners are just trying to figure to calibrate where they are versus a completely arbitrary and totally fictional rule of thumb.
Yeah. So here's the thing. If you're not yet 50 years old, my general advice is save as much as you can. right? And it's obviously easier said than done, because you're not going to know with any accuracy looking out 20, 30 years exactly how much you're going to need in retirement. So it's about budgeting. It's about trying to be frugal where you can, and it's about saving as much money as you can. If you're able to get to the age of 50 and have a solid asset base under you, then you'll be able to really start planning for retirement to know exactly what you need to save. But it's never a bad idea to start saving early. The earlier the better, but make sure that you're synthesizing the retirement planning goal or the retirement saving goal with your other short-term goals as well.
Certainly the mathematical argument you make between saving for retirement and debt repayment, for example, that's easy. But the other argument that I'd make around retirement savings is that of habit, and that if we get into that habit at a very young age, it's going to be so much easier, aside from just the magic of compound interest. It's become a habit that you've had for as long as you can remember. So a part of me doesn't want to cut anyone any slack, even though mathematically it would be better for them to put every incremental dollar onto a credit card.
Yeah, you know what? And to some degree, Bruce, you're speaking my language, because I say that to people often, that saving is a habit like anything else. And if you're able to form that habit from an early age, then you're more likely to have success meeting your long-term goals. But it's different, it's important to distinguish between saving for retirement and saving for short-term goals, because in both instances, you're saving money, but it's just allocating those funds to different goals. And it's important to understand which one should take priority.
If you had one jumpstart tip for people who feel like they are behind for whatever reason, they just didn't get to this as soon as they had hoped, what would your number one jumpstart to retirement savings tip be?
Always, always, always take a portion of your paycheck the day that it comes into your bank account and put it into savings. Whether that's savings for a short-term goal such as buying a house, savings for a longer-term goal such as retirement, make sure that money goes into savings before you even see it. And that's how you establish that habit that you mentioned, because you do want to have that habit for saving. It's important for your long-term success.
Thank you very much, John. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Bruce.
John Vermeulen is a certified financial planner and wealth advisor at VanCity. He was here to talk about those who maybe shouldn't be saving for retirement just yet, because they've got other things they need to focus on first.